by Sarah Cruz in the Wall Street Journal. Wireless prices take upward turn. Americans' cell phone bills are rising for the first time in nearly 2 years as wireless service providers pull back on promotions. Americans are messaging friends, streaming videos, and summoning transportation and other services on their smartphones more than ever. Over the past 2 years, they have benefited from lower bills and unlimited data usage as national wireless providers have competed fiercely for new customers. New consumer price data suggests that the promotion craze may be petering out. The Consumer Price Index for Wireless Phone Service, an indicator of current offers from cell phone service providers, ticked up 0.3% in June from a year earlier, according to the Labor Department, the first such increase since July 2016. Prices for wireless phone service declined so dramatically in 2017 that Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said it was a factor in the U.S.'s low inflation. In terms of promotional intensity, things have cooled quite a bit, said Jeffrey Moore, principal of research firm Wave 7 Research. Alan Buxton, who works in Cleveland on digital forensics for mobile devices and computers at Secure Data Incorporated, has been shopping for a new cell phone plan, but hasn't been able to find a deal that he thinks is worth pursuing. About a year ago, several plans looked appealing, but now carriers just keep tacking on restrictions, he said. Executives at Sprint Corporation and T-Mobile US Incorporated, the two wireless companies that have been most aggressive in cutting prices, signaled this year that they would scale back discounts. The two companies are now seeking regulatory approval to merge into a wireless giant with a subscriber base comparable to behemoths Verizon Communications Incorporated and AT&T Incorporated. Matt Carter, managing partner at private equity firm Sagal Point Capital and former Sprint executive, said Sprint and T-Mobile have been at the forefront of offering discounted pricing plans to gain subscribers, but doing so can mean having less money to invest in network upgrades and pay down debt. Wireless carriers are investing heavily to develop faster so-called 5G networks. At some point in time, you have to have some stabilization around your pricing plans to be able to meet all the various needs they have, he said. When those two companies cut back on price discounts, it allows AT&T and Verizon to hold steady on their pricing, he added. Critics of the proposed Sprint and T-Mobile merger say the tie-up is likely to damp competition among wireless providers by reducing the number of large carriers, while the companies have said the combined company will be better able to take on rivals than as separate companies. Executives have said they would spend heavily on the combined firm's network and create new jobs. The vast majority, 95%, of American adults now own a cell phone, according to industry trade group CTIA, and they used 15.7 trillion megabytes of mobile data in 2017, up from 4.1 trillion in 2014. That presents wireless carriers with the challenge of trying to keep and win new customers while spending money to grow their networks so that they can handle the increased demand for data. Sprint, on Thursday, announced a new tiered unlimited plan that replaced its prior offer of 5 unlimited lines for $100. The monthly cost per line for 5 lines will now be $22 for its top-tier unlimited plan, up from $20 under the previous promotion. Dow Draper, Sprint Chief Commercial Officer, said the new plans give customers a choice of feature-heavy plan with streaming video service Hulu and streaming music service Tidal and a more basic unlimited plan. Including that kind of content is becoming important, Mr. Draper said, adding that consumers' overall bills could be lower taking into account the services they get through the deal. T-Mobile last year offered some subscribers free access to Netflix. AT&T recently completed its deal to buy Time Warner Incorporated, offers subscribers of its new unlimited plan a free skinny bundle of television channels and access to other content, such as HBO. Verizon last month started allowing customers to select different tiers of unlimited data plans with a single family plan. Angie Klein, Vice President of Consumer Marketing at Verizon, said that provided customers even more value because they can get exactly what they want without paying for what they don't.